Saturday, June 27th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 26 through 35. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I am giving the city into the hands of the Chaldeans and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall capture it. The Chaldeans who are fighting against the city shall come and set the city on fire and burn it, with the houses on whose roofs offerings have been made to Baal and drink offerings have been poured out to other gods, to provoke me to anger. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have done nothing but evil in my sight from their youth. The children of Israel have done nothing but provoke me to anger by the work of their hands, declares the Lord. This city has aroused my anger and wrath from the day it was built to this day, so that I will remove it from my sight, because of all the evil of the children of Israel and of the children of Judah, that they did not provoke me to anger. Their kings and their officials, their priests and their prophets, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they have turned to me their back and not their face. And though I have taught them persistently, they have not listened to receive instruction. They set up their abominations in the house that is called by my name to defile it. They built the high places of Baal in the valley of the son of Hinnom to offer up their sons and daughters to Molech. Though I did not command them, nor did it enter into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. A God who can do the impossible." Jeremiah stood in the middle of a hopeless situation. Jerusalem was under judgment, the people had filled the land with idolatry, and their leaders had rejected the Lord's word. Humanly speaking, there was no future. Yet God reminded Jeremiah that nothing is too difficult for him. The same God who would bring judgment would also bring restoration according to his promises. The people of Judah trusted false gods, political schemes, and their own wisdom. Their sin ran deep, reaching even into the worship they offered. Their rebellion was persistent and deliberate. Yet God's sovereignty remained unchanged. He saw every sin and governed every event according to his righteous will. We often see situations that appear beyond repair. Broken relationships, troubled congregations, burdensome guilt. But the Lord who judged sin also provided salvation. At the cross, Jesus bore the judgment we deserved and accomplished what was impossible for us. Through his death and resurrection, forgiveness and new life are given freely. The God of whom nothing is too hard still keeps his promises in Christ. Amen.